On the line with us right now is Tony Moore. And Tony, who are you with and what's your title?
I'm with the Jasper County Health Department, and my title is Administrator.
Tony, first off, I understand that COVID-19 cases in the area are going up. What's the situation?
Well, they are going up. In Jasper County, we have now seen 407 coronavirus cases. Good news with that is only 211 of them are still under isolation orders. So quite a few have been lifted from isolation orders and are able to go about their business. You know, the real issue is a variety of things. We're seeing this being spread through families, being spread to some extent through the community, and then also to some extent through the workplace.
Now, I understand that several workplaces, both in the area immediately and then also like in Frontenac, Kansas, have caused issues.
They have. I mean, you know, when you, especially in the industries that have very close contact with one another, if someone becomes ill, they can spread it rapidly through the workplace. And so when we get a positive person in a workplace like that, we can see pretty rapid spread in those workplaces.
Some good news. I understand that there is some free testing that's coming up, both in Jasper County and Newton County. What are the details?
Well, in Jasper County, on the 29th and 30th, we're going to have free testing. It's going to be at Memorial Hall in Carthage. You can call the Jasper County Health Department, and they can give you information about how to sign up for that. You do have to have a reservation. In Newton County, it will be set up at 1111 Rocketdyne Road at the Rocketdyne Church of Christ. You can call the health department there to also get information about where to reserve your spot for the testing. Their number is 417-451-3743. Jasper County's phone number is 417-358-3111.
Tony, what are some of the steps that people should take to try to avoid catching COVID-19?
Well, the biggest thing is the social distancing, and I know everybody's heard that a million times, but it's still very important for people to consider, try to avoid crowded areas, and if you have to go into a more crowded area, make sure you wear a mask and be diligent about hand washing, coughing into your arm, sanitizing surfaces, and those type things. Try and remain vigilant about those type of safety measures so that we can avoid the spread of the virus.